You're listening to SBS News.
The tsunami was caused by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake just off the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. The first reports of damage came from the city of Palu, where essential supplies have been diminished and crowds of residents have turned to looting. 6-metre waves mowed down shops, overturned cars and ripped up roads. Aid is being flown from the Indonesian capital Jakarta into Palu Airport, using the part of its runway still intact. Save the Children Indonesia's Selina Sumbung says there has been large-scale damage.
Thousands of homes have been swept away by the tsunami. Buildings and bridges are also destroyed, and the number of children affected reaches into the thousands. Children are separated from their families. Communities are searching for their loved ones.
300 kilometres north of Palu is the city of Donggala, a remote area closer to the epicentre of the earthquake. The extent of the damage there is less clear. The Mitigation and Disaster Agency's Sutopo Purwo Nugroho says once Donggala is fully surveyed, the death toll could rise into the thousands.
Evacuation is still in progress, and identifying the deceased is also still in progress. We estimate the number of accumulated casualties from both the quake and tsunami will increase further in Donggala and Palu. We also received reports that the tsunami waves reached as high as 6 metres, and some people saved their lives by climbing 6-metre trees.
Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is not aware of any Australians affected by the disaster, but is continuing to make inquiries with local authorities. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the ABC Australia stands ready to help the victims.
It is horrifying, and I've been in direct contact with President Widodo overnight and expressed Australia's deep sympathies and concerns and providing support as needed to secure the scene and make sure that issues do not deteriorate further. I think will be a very big challenge, but I know President Widodo will be taking a very direct and close interest in how these issues are managed, and if he needs our help, he'll have it.
India, which strengthened its bilateral ties with Indonesia earlier this year, is also offering its assistance. Speaking through a translator at the United Nations, Indian Minister of External Affairs Sushma Swaraj said the nation is ready to help.
On behalf of my country, India, I would like to express deep condolences to the people and government of Indonesia. And at the same time, I would like to express assurance that India will cooperate in helping during this tragic time.
The deadly tsunami comes about a month after a series of earthquakes killed over 560 people on the Indonesian island of Lombok. Selina Sumbung of Save the Children says she expects the tsunami's effects to be long-lasting.
We just responded to the Lombok earthquake last month. In fact, our team are still on the ground there and are expected to stay for the next 9 months. So this is a long-term response. I expect that this in Palu, it will not be any different.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.